Amy called the whale Punkin. He was 50 feet long, wider than a city bus, and weighed 80,000 pounds. One well-placed slap of his great tail would reduce the boat to fiberglass splinters and its occupants to red stains drifting in the blue Hawaiian waters. Amy leaned over the side of the boat and lowered the hydrophone down on the whale. "Good morning, Punkin," she said. Nathan Quinn shook his head and tried not to upchuck from the cuteness of it, of her, while surreptitiously sneaking a look at her bottom and feeling a little sleazy about it. Science can be complex. Nate was a scientist. Amy was a scientist too, but she looked fantastic in a pair of khaki hiking shorts, scientifically speaking. Below, the whale sang on. The boat vibrated with each note. The stainless rail at the bow began to buzz. Nate could feel the deeper notes resonate in his ribcage. The whale was into a section of the song they called the Green Themes, a long series of whoops that sounded like an ambulance driving through pudding. A less trained listener might have thought that the whale was rejoicing, celebrating, shouting howdy to the world to let everyone and everything know that he was alive and feeling good. But Nate was a trained listener, perhaps the most trained listener in the world. And to his expert ears, the whale was saying, well, he had no idea what in the hell the whale was saying, did he? That's why they were out there, floating in that sapphire channel off Maui in a small speedboat, sloshing their breakfasts around at 7 a.m. No one knew why the humpback sang. Nate had been listening to them, observing them, photographing them, and poking them with sticks for 25 years. And he still had no idea why, exactly, they sang.